morning at the Spring Tissues factory on the outskirts of Bethlehem. Workers are making rolls of toilet paper. The company started operations 2 months ago and already produces 3 tons of toilet rolls a day. Isakara, founder and marketing director of the company, says there was no such factory before in this city of 60,000 people. Nevertheless, competition for customers is stiff.
We have maybe 10 competitors, and every competitor have many brands. So it's difficult to enter the market because we don't have that experience. We are new, and it's a big challenge.
This is the first factory in Bethlehem's new industrial zone, launched several years ago by the Palestinian Authority. More than 30 projects are being planned in this and 2 other zones in Jericho and Jenin, says the Zone Authority's marketing director, Nidal Jabari.
We are, as the Palestinian government, want to create jobs, want to support the entire economy of Palestine by using many tools. One of these tools is the industrial zone.
Businessman Girias Kara, Isa's father, is helping with the startup. He is worried because economic growth in the Palestinian territories is stagnating.
If it's a bad situation, of course we are afraid. Because if it's we're not going full capacity, we have to become a little bit down.
Businessmen say restrictions by the Israeli government on Palestinian imports and exports and access to water and electricity present additional challenges. Normally, Spring Tissues employs 15 people and produces several other products like tissues and paper towels. But today, these lines are idle because raw paper stock, which must be imported, is tied up at an Israeli port. Jabari says both Palestinians and Israelis have an interest in promoting Palestinian enterprise.
What we need is to create the peace. We cannot create the peace when these people is very poor. There is no job for them, there is no money for them, there is no future for them. They are well thinking about killing, about booming or something.
Prosperity is the best weapon against terrorism, he says. But in any case, Palestinian entrepreneurs will survive because they have learned to improvise and persevere. Scott Bob, VOA News, Bethlehem, West Bank. Thank you.